Hey, this podcast replay is brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
All righty, we're back. Pat in Asheville says, got to return some videotapes later, people. Oh, I love it. All right. I'll please be kind and rewind, Pat. Don't forget, okay? Be kind and rewind. That's always the key right there. I remember Jimmy back then when we have a chance and a chance to be special. LOL. Yes. A chance to be special. Drubo says we will see Malcolm Perry in more than one kind of play. Very excited. I hope so. Can't wait, man. Can't wait for football. I'm with you there. Oh, can't wait for football. That's going to be absolutely awesome for a little football action. I want to play a soundbite for you because we've got L.A. Police Chief Michael Moore, and you got to listen to this soundbite. And this is kind of the problem that's going on with the system, with our country. We talked about this earlier on the show, that in your neighborhood, you had a friend or acquaintance or somebody you kind of knew or whatever in your neighborhood, and you found out they became a cop. And you're like, huh? And you, like, right away you knew, like, that person shouldn't be a cop. And yet somehow they became a cop, right? And that's our problem, that the wrong people are becoming cops. Their system is so flawed. And in a way, it's kind of what Chris Rock was talking about. You get what you pay for. So if you want to pay them $35,000 to start off or whatever, you know, small salary, you pay them to risk their lives, this is what you're going to get. And if all they have to do is get through a police academy and maybe it's not that difficult mentally or whatever it is, you're going to have a lot of the breakdowns that you're having out in public. Like the Steve Poherence guy who was never agitated by that person, and yet somehow or another he felt compelled to slam that woman to the ground when he had no business doing anything like that. That's the kind of anger, that's the kind of loss of control that creates the George Floyd situations, that creates the Ahmaud Arbery situations, that creates the Breonna Taylor situation, right? So here's the LAPD chief, Michael Moore. Listen to his statement and what he's saying about the looters and the people that are vandalizing. Listen good. Go ahead.
So what that tells me is that two things. We didn't have protests last night. We had criminal acts. We didn't have people mourning the death of this man, George Floyd. We had people capitalizing his death is on their hands as much as it is those officers. And that is a strong statement, but I must say that this civil unrest that we're in the midst of, we must turn a corner from people who are involved in violence, people who are involved in preying upon others.
This is the moron that's in charge of the LAPD. He just blamed the morons and the criminals that are damaging the streets and vandalizing, that George Floyd's blood is on their hands. So here's a guy laying blame where it doesn't belong, okay? Because George Floyd did not die because those people were vandalizing. George Floyd died because there were officers that weren't capable of being officers, that don't have any business in being an officer. And he has already come out, and I misspoke when I said the blood is on their hands, but certainly their actions do not serve. It's just like, get out of my face. You meant that, dude. In your eyes, that's how you feel. And that's because you don't cherish the life of George Floyd. So you will easily trash it and compare it to the criminals. So all that guy is doing is trashing George Floyd, who is dead, who was killed by officers. And the only way he can feel better about his profession is by trashing other criminals. When, Michael, let me remind you, Officer Moore, you hire criminals and you just put a badge on them. And you have them. They work for the LAPD. They work at Miami Police Department. They work in Sweetwater. They work everywhere in this country because every precinct has bad cops. Okay? So what Michael Moore needs to do, not the director, but the LAPD chief, needs to shut the hell up. They should probably fire and replace his ass, because that kind of thinking is the reason why we're where we're at right now. The word compartmentalize has come up a lot in this show today. You got to separate things. This is not a guy that knows how to compartmentalize and separate the tragedy of George Floyd, the murder of George Floyd, the protesters honoring and fighting for that memory and for others like Breonna Taylor and so on and so on. Hundreds, thousands. Okay? And then the other area of it, the criminals that have nothing to do with the protesters, that have nothing to do with the memory of George Floyd. But if Michael Moore cannot compartmentalize the difference between all of them, then that's why he doesn't belong as the police chief. Just like that prosecutor locally here that just got fired, and she deserves to get fired. And the two cops also that were posting irresponsible and stupid things and ignorant things, and they also deserve to get fired. Because that's the kind of thinking that we've got to eliminate. That's why we're in this position. Because of that prosecutor in Broward County. Because of that LAPD chief. These are the people we need to eliminate from these kind of positions. Okay? I mean, yesterday, hate to get political, but what happened yesterday with the president, I was... ridiculous. You forcibly move those people, all that, for that stupid photo op with a book you never read, and you're holding it upside down, by the way. So, you know, it just amazing to me, man. Just crap that, you know, we got to figure this stuff out. Right people have to be in place in order to have power and run this thing the right way. And treat everybody equally. That's the key, is treating everybody equally. And that's what we got to figure out, man. But I just saw that to me and that LAPD police chief. And to me, that's why we're where we're at. Because of people like this. And we just don't know how to handle human beings. That's really what it is. And yesterday was... perfect example set by the guy that has the most power on how to mishandle people and power and all that. And for a cheese, it's all the president taking a picture with the Bible is just as bad as the girl that stopped and asked the man that was boarding up his business, can she borrow the hammer a second so she can take a picture of her, you know, helping out. So she wanted to take a picture of like she's boarding up a business and then put it on social media like she's some kind of advocate or something. You know, it's just some phoniness. You know what I'm saying? It's just wrong people in place, man. Wrong people in place. Big O not only removed bad people from positions of authority, possibly just removed them. I'm with you, man. Draco says, Trump lost his Republican vote. I was teetering, and what he did for a photo op yesterday was disgusting and authoritarian. Yeah, but you know what? The Trumpers will fall for it, and they'll go for it. So
Man, listen, I don't want to hear that they may not vote him back. That's all well and good. We'll see what this country decides down the line. He could easily win, bro. It's Joe Biden. Okay? Joe Biden came out and said, hey, in our first 100 days, we will address the social injustice that's been going on. Yeah, yeah, dude. You're going to fix something in the first 100 days that's been going on for hundreds of years. You know, I mean, that's the problem that we have with all of this. You know, those of you that don't want Trump in there, you're using Joe Biden to get him out. That's why the Hillary thing didn't work out either. You know what I'm saying? Problem is that everybody comes up with bad candidates. Republicans and Democrats can't come up with a good candidate. And then you're left there trying to decide who's not as bad as the other. Really, that's what you're doing. So it's not like you have a good, it's not like they're giving you good choices. Don't kid yourselves, please. Okay? Trump or Biden, you're not headed down any good path with either guy. Troy Ortiz says, real change will take generations. People in power will not let go easily. Amen to that, my man. You are 1,000% right. Christopher Dorner told on bad cops and got fired. That set him off not approving of what he did. Yeah, exactly. But that's where this has to change. Down the line, we need to encourage the police officers to come forward. We need them. See, here's the problem. Good police officers are never going to get credit anymore. Now, if you want to be lumped in with all the bad ones, then don't get frustrated at the public then. If you're a good police officer and you're not getting credit for what you do and you deserve it and so do your fellow officers, which, by the way, I'm 1,000% with you. But the problem is now, if you keep allowing everything that's gone on, your entire department gets no respect. And that's your own fault. That's why I said the other day that it's time for the good cops to step up and weed out the bad cops. It's the only way you can do it, man. We can't see it all behind the scenes. We can't do it. And when you have LAPD police chiefs like that, those are the people you have to replace. I mean, look at what they're doing to Sheriff Tony. So when you do put a minority in place, then all you're going to do is bash him, kill him, and try to, you know, get his ass fired. Because that's all they're doing to Tony. And you know how disgusting and low that looks? So finally, you put a minority in place, but then now you're going to do everything to destroy him. I mean, give me a break, man. This system is so screwed up. Our society is so screwed up. Jean-Luc goes, oh my God, was he really holding it upside down? You didn't realize that? Yeah, he held the Bible upside down. Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Anybody believe that guy's reading the Bible? Come on. You know,
I believe he's trying to grab girls by their privates.
I mean, give me a break.
He talks about it.
Most of us aren't reading.
He's so religious.
I haven't read the Bible since I was in catechism school, bro. Okay, give me a break. Bible. Come on. Most of us aren't reading the Bible. That guy's going to be reading the Bible? Give me a break. And it's just a funny photo op. It really is, because it's so phony. Because nobody believes it. Man. But what are you going to do, right? What are you going to do? Did you guys see that, what's it called? The Raiders, their first round pick, dude injured his thigh. Doing like this is how it all breaks down. And give you guys the Henry Ruggs III is their guy, the speedster. Speedster, listen, Raiders rookie Henry Ruggs injured his thigh while moving items into the back of a trailer. His father told AL.com He was just trying to move a trailer or something, move furniture or something, and the trailer just kind of pinned him against a car or a wall or something. There's a lot of somethings in there. He's pretty much okay. I'm about to go out there and see him in a little bit. It was just like a little open wound on his leg, a little incision, like something had stuck him right there on the thigh a little bit. So there you go. With COVID-19 stuff still going on, they wouldn't let anybody in, Ruggs Jr. said. He's just having to walk on crutches, not putting much pressure on it. The Raiders, by the way, are aware of the report regarding the off-the-field injury to Henry Ruggs. Respecting Henry's rights to medical privacy, the team will not be commenting on the report. Well, they don't want to comment because it's their first-round pick. They don't need to comment about possible bad news. And hopefully it's nothing. It's not anything serious. But speed guys and thigh injury is not something that I want to hear if I have a speedster. You know what I'm saying? That is one that kind of leaves you, you know, like, oh, man. And on the Clemson side in college, Justin Ross, a guy that is probably scheduled to be a first-round pick, will miss the upcoming college football season due to a spinal condition uncovered after he was hurt in a practice in March. Dabo Swinney says Ross will have surgery on Friday because of a congenital fusion of vertebrae he has had since birth. Ross has a bulging disc. The condition was found after Ross apparently hurt his shoulder during a spring practice session before workouts were shut down due to the coronavirus. I was shocked, Swinney said. He's 6'4", 205 pounds. And he will no longer be a first-round pick. I mean, if he has a fusion of the vertebrae in his back and a bulging disc on top of all of that, I think he's going to drop out of the first round. But that's got to be just absolutely crushing for a kid like that.
You know, there is a hilarious moment here that you could take advantage of. Because of where we're located, listening. Bulging disc.
Oh, I see.
Do you remember ESPN, that wonderful, hilarious, amazingly incredible, unforgettable night?
Yes. Yes. No, you're right. No, you're right. We could actually play the real soundbite and everything. Lisa Rose says, when fascism comes to America, it's wrapped up in the flag and carrying a cross. Dean G says, can the Panthers beat the Islanders in a 5-game series when the NHL comes back? I think so. I think that, of course, they could. Will they is the question. And that's where I would say, nope.
If the Islanders are physical, do the Panthers win?
No, not at all.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, the Panthers can't be physical. You get physical with them, they get small. Jean-Luc says, I'm done with choosing the lesser of two evils. They're both trash. I know, but I say that every year. Every 4 years, I say they're both trash. I do that every year, Jean-Luc, and I'm the guy. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, okay? I don't get locked into a party. Never have, never will. Well, I shouldn't say that. Early in my life, I was strict Republican, okay? Because I voted for, what was it, Reagan?
Reagan twice.
No, I didn't. Georgie. I couldn't vote for Reagan twice. The first one, I wasn't old enough because it was 80. I voted 84. That was my first. That was when I was 18. So I voted for his second term, which was the bad term, actually.
Yeah, that's Iran-Contra and all
that. Reaganomics. Yeah. That was Reaganomics.
Ollie North,
and
all that.
And his mind was kind of going. Did we get Bush Sr. right after, right?
Yes. Ex-head of the CIA.
I voted for Bush Sr. both times. Then I voted for Junior the first time, did not vote for Junior the second time. That's when I started then choosing whoever I thought was the lesser of the two evils.
I was undefeated because, like you, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, my first loss was Georgie Jr. when he won and beat, Gore.
Oh, okay.
Al
right,
Gore.
That's the second go-around.
Yes.
Right, the second go-around, I voted for Gore. If that was the
no,
one.
That was the first.
The first?
The first.
Oh, I voted for Junior on the first. The second go around, I didn't vote for Junior. That's what it was. Yeah. That's after Junior's and his second go around, because Junior was a moron. I then said, you know, I'm not doing this party crap anymore. Now I'm just going to vote for the lesser of the two evils. And that's where I started.
I was.
Because obviously it wasn't like that guy was a good vote either. You know what I mean?
I was undefeated until Gore lost to, you know.
Super Boomshack says, I met Bush Sr. when I was in the Air Force. I like Bush Sr. I thought he did a solid job. I thought he was all right. That one I didn't mind. Junior. But remember, I'm not a party zombie. Some of you out there, you know, you're a strict Democrat. Doesn't matter who they give you. You're going to back it up and you're going to try to convince yourself it's a good one. Or the same thing on the Republican side. Doesn't matter who they give you. You're going to talk it up. That's not me, man. I did that as a kid. I stopped doing that. I just can't. I can't do it anymore. Can't do it. Anyway, both parties are screwed. So what the hell am I going to worry about rooting for either party when they're both absolute toast? All right. A couple of music notes here on the show. First of all, which this one, I still don't understand these things that are still going on. Did you know that Motley Crue now has finally canceled their summer American Stadium tour along with Leopard and Poison and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts? So this is their statement. The tour originally was supposed to kick off on June 18 here in Florida. We wanted to continue to communicate with our fans and update you with valid information as it becomes available. The official decision has been made to move all 2020 North American Stadium tour dates to the summer of 2021. What were they waiting for? We're already in June. You weren't going to have any concerts now. Right? Although there are some of you out there that are maniacs that you probably would go to concerts and stack yourselves on top of each other. The new stadium dates are being rescheduled. Your tickets will be honored for all postponed shows and refund policies information will be made shortly. Stay tuned. Be safe. We'll see you next year. They were up to $130 million in ticket sales. Yeah. And to Vince's credit, by the way, Vince Neil apparently has lost all his weight. Apparently he's like back to pretty close to being skinny again. So I don't know if that'll help.
I don't care what he looks like, man. Did he bring his voice with
him? Well, I don't know. Maybe that would help. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Mike Reno would sound better if he lost 150 pounds. Like, Mike Reno is enormous, bro.
Looks like he ate Mike Reno.
If I painted Goodyear on the side of him, we could float him over stadiums. Okay? And that's how Mike Reno is. He is big. So they finally canceled that. So that is out. And that'll be next year. That gives Vince Neil another, you know, 8, 9 months, 10 months, 12 months to work out more weight. Now, this, I will be tuning in. Because I got to tell you, during this pandemic stuff, I have enjoyed YouTube like crazy, Facebook, IG, whatever they're broadcasting from. We have something called Abducted by the 80s presents Back to the Basement. And it's kind of the logo of Back to the Future, but Back to the Basement. It's a virtual concert in support and celebration of doctors, nurses, first responders, and healthcare workers. Proceeds to benefit Direct Relief, making sure the courage of health workers on the front line is honored with meaningful support, and the people most at risk in the pandemic are cared for regardless of politics, religion, or ability to pay. DirectRelief.org. It's going to benefit them. This world premiere broadcast will air June 13th at 2 p.m. Eastern, featuring never-before-seen live performances from their living room to yours. For you, buddy, Wang Chung, A Flock of Seagulls, Cutting Crew, Naked Eyes, The Escape Club, New Shoes, Animotion, The Vapors, you're going to turn Japanese, Bow Wow Wow's Annabella,
So you don't get the rest. You only really want Annabella anyways. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Clive Farrington, who is the lead singer of When in Rome and Spoons. I have no idea who Spoons are. Special guest appearances from Tiffany, Downtown Julie Brown. Go to abductedbythe80s.com for more information to find out more about it. Abductedbythe80s.com. I love it. And I love that because back in the 80s, we had a joke, a running joke, that we would actually abduct our friends. We were going out somewhere. We would stop somewhere. We'd pick up a friend, right? And then they'd be in our car. Oh, yeah, we're going to the corner. And little did they know, we were actually going to Disney World. We were going to the Keys. Oh, we did it to,
we took him to the basketball state championship. We took him to Lakeland.
Yeah, he played football all the time. He used to love to play basketball. Damn it, what's his name?
Was he in the back of the
vet? He went to Miami High, yeah.
Was he in the back of the vet?
Yeah,
we had him in the...
Yeah, we put him... Oh, yeah, we abducted one time. This was a running thing in our neighborhood. Okay, you could get in a car. Oh, yeah, no, we're going to the corner. And I'm serious. I'm dead serious. They would get in the car, and then all of a sudden you were on the highway, and it was a running joke. And, oh, no, dude, did I just get abducted? Yes, you just got abducted. And seriously, the keys for a couple. You didn't even bring clothes. You didn't bring money, nothing. You got abducted. All of a sudden, you were headed to the Keys. You were headed to Disney World. You were headed to Lakeland to go see Miami High. I mean, it might have been taking on Lakeland Kathleen, actually. I think that might have been the one. But I'm trying to remember his damn name.
Was it Curly?
Curly. It was Curly.
It was Curly. Okay.
Yes, we abducted Curly.
I can remember him because when we started getting on the highway, it was like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Yep. Yep. Yeah, sorry.
We abducted my cousin once to the Keys. He got in the truck with us. Oh, yeah, we're just saying we're going to go by the Grove. And then all of a sudden we're on the highway and he's like, yo, where are we going? Oh, no, we're going to the Keys for the weekend. Oh, no, I can't. You've been abducted. Yeah. Yeah. That was, I don't know if you guys ever played the abducted game, but it was a cruel ass game in our neighborhood. I mean, if you got abducted just for the night, like, oh, yeah, we're going to the Strip in Fort Lauderdale, consider yourself lucky.
Even the Lakeland trip, it was an up and back.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
Back to like 4 a.m.
Well,
or something like that.
Yeah, but you didn't have to figure out how you're going to go to Disney World.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Or
he
how you're going to hang out for 4 days in the Keys.
Yeah.
An up and back, one nighter, no matter where you went, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
Couple days, and you're screwed.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But I'm just saying this because I see, you know, abducted, and that was just like one of those words we had in the 80s back in the day. So just in case you want to enjoy that 80s concert, and I gave you our 80s abducted story, go to abductedbythe80s.com. You got to admit, that's a pretty cool concert, right? That's a really cool concert to watch.
That's a must-see, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to see Wang Chung. That's going to be one of my favorites out of that group right there. Wang Chung was one that I gotta definitely see. I love that.
Does the girl from Bow Wow Wow still have the same hairdo?
I doubt she has the shave.
Shaved on the side with the long.
I doubt it. But I bet you she aged well.
She was smoking.
Oh,
man.
No, super smoking. Yeah.
Her on that beach.
Yeah.
I want candy.
Yeah.
And that, I don't know what kind of shirt, but it had going on, but it was a great shirt. They need to bring that shirt back.
She was smoking. You know, you're a good looking woman when you can eat, when you like, you look great, right? And then you shave your head and you still look good. Or you have a mohawk and you still look good, or you shave your sides and you have this funky cut and your face like still stands out. That's when you know a woman is like, she's got like this natural beauty. Cause you know, we all don't look the same with or without hair, balding, or you know what I mean? Sometimes it completely changes our look. But then there are those people that are freaking gifted, and they look great no matter what. Like the other day, I saw Halle Berry in that thing that she did with Dana White, and her hair was like disheveled. You could tell she wasn't like really like fixing herself up. And yet she looked better than 99.9% of the planet fixed up on their best day. Because that woman has this natural beauty that it just doesn't matter. She could be bald. She could have short hair. She could have long hair. She's going to look outstanding no matter what. It's just one of those kind of people. You know what I mean? It's some of us have that luck. You know what I'm saying? I, on the other hand, don't look any way. In any way, shape, or form do I look good. I scare the hell out of people no matter what. Ray Gurulong says, Big O, did you ever hear the Wang Chung music from the To Live and Die soundtrack? Oh, he and I talk about it all the time, bro. The To Live and Die in L.A. soundtrack is...
Points on a Curve.
Phenomenal.
Album. Yeah, yes. Points on a Curve.
Yeah, man. Of course. Definitely. We talk about that all the freaking time. Because half of the reason why you, well, at least for us, why we love To Live and Die in L.A., it's a great movie and it's a great freaking soundtrack on top of all of that. You know what I mean?
I could still remember sitting in Hialeah Cinema going, all right, when's the dream sequence? Because, like, the star just got shot in the face, bro.
Right,
like,
right.
Wait a minute. We're in the warehouse, and William Dafoe is about to catch on fire. Like, dude, the movie ended. What happened? Dude, it was crazy.
Yeah.
That movie was... Do you know the story about all the counterfeiting and stuff like that?
What about it? What do you mean?
On the set, that the money that they had done, like,
right,
and got real counterfeiters that supposedly was kept, and like some of the kids brought up, and like, yeah, the CIA, FBI, you know, the Secret Service people, like, showed up, and because you're not allowed to have any semblance of,
right, of U.S. currency,
and
yes,
it was a real actual issue.
Did they get there and they said, "You're beautiful"? Is that what they said? Okay. If you've watched the movie, you gotta know that line. That's just one of the lines. We never played the abducted game, Dougie Fresh says, but had a blast with a good old chloroform a friend for the holiday game. Chloroform? You like knocked him out? Well, that's a little extreme there. Sounds like you guys had a ton of fun back in the day. Ken Walker, we had as much fun as you can possibly have without getting in trouble or arrested. Put it that way. Okay? In the 80s, we pushed every envelope right up to its edge, man. And it was fun. But it was a different time back then. And we did. No Cash App or Zelle then. No, nothing. Not then. Nothing. You didn't have money. You were screwed, bro. Yo, unless you call your parents, they send you a Western Union gram. That's about the only thing you were going to get in the 80s. Let's see. Halle doesn't even have to try. No, she doesn't, man. She doesn't have to try at all. She is perfection, bro.
Her hair that day, you know what we used to call it.
Yeah.
You just got done having sex.
Yeah,
and you're
right.
Just disheveled.
Yeah, and she looks phenomenal, bro. Super Boom Shack put, Mike Reno is eating for the weekend.
Oh, my, that's awesome.
That was good. That was good. That was good. That was good. That
Mike,
was excellent.
Push yourself away from the table.
That was good.
Push yourself away from the table.
That was absolutely awesome, dude. Great stuff by you, sir. Oh, I love that. Did you guys, before we wrap up, did you guys see that Carol Baskin got a victory in court? Like a sweet-ass victory. A sweet-ass victory that could lead to another murder, allegedly. Well, it's not a murder, but it'll be a killing. It'll be death.
I did hear this on the way in like, huh?
Well, Carol Baskin, you know, she was the one that her and Exotic Joe were going back and forth. They both own their farms. Whose longstanding feud with Joe Exotic was chronicled in the hit Netflix docuseries Tiger King, right? She has been awarded the zoo once owned by Joe Exotic. An Oklahoma judge ruled in favor of Baskin's Big Cat Rescue Corporation Monday that in its lawsuit against the Greater Wynwood Development Group, LLC, the latter company once owned by Exotic, whose real name is Joseph Allen Maldonado Passage, the order gives Baskin control of about 16 acres of land in Garvin County, Oklahoma. That is the home to the animal park with the array of big cats. GWDC must vacate the zoo land premises within 120 days of service of this order. Vacation of premises shall also require removal of all zoo animals from the zoo land. The judgment also awarded several cabins and vehicles to Baskins, according to court records. You know, Joe Exotic, that dude's in jail for 20 years. His boyfriend is running around with another dude, okay, because that was like talked about last week or something. Now, the woman he's been fighting with the entire time that he's in jail for attempting to kill now has also taken his property. That guy has got to be right now in jail about the most miserable human being in the world. He lost his business. He lost his TV show. He lost his popularity because he loved his popularity. Okay? He loses his farm. He loses his boyfriend. And now he's over in jail by himself.
Did you hear that supposedly they were supposed to be coming up with some clothing line while he's in jail? Like, well, but this is...
Yeah, no, I get it, but he can't make any money off of it.
That's what I thought, too.
No, you can't.
You can't.
No, no. Now, the boyfriend could be doing it.
Put it in a bank for you.
For himself, but then he can use that money for his other boyfriend. So, whatever. I mean, you know, it is what it is, but I'm just saying.
He was on top of the world, and now he has everything
taken,
even his freedom.
Yes. Yes. The man has nothing left. Okay? Nothing whatsoever. This has got to put him over the top inside his cell right now, knowing that Carol Baskins, he ends up going to jail, and then she also ends up owning his farm. Wow. That's crazy stuff. Catwoman wanted his tigers all along. Jean-Luc says, how is she walking around free? Seriously. Oh, man, is she the first person to get away with murder? Come on, man. How many cops have gotten away with murder and they're walking around? OJ allegedly got away with double murder walking around. So let's not be surprised that Carol Baskins probably killed her husband and she's walking around. You know, I guess if you do it good enough, you can get away with it in this country. Or if you have the money, which that also helps, you know, ask OJ. You got the right people to represent you, you know. It is what it is. All right, we got to wrap it up here. Again, I didn't even know if I had 2 hours of material today. We did 3 hours and 24 minutes already here. This is crazy.
We need to start playing Kansas before our show. Come sail away with me because get on the boat. Big O's going to abduct you, and we don't know for how long, but,
you've been abducted. You've been abducted. Jean-Luc goes, so is Jeff getting kicked? Oh, yeah, yeah. That other guy who's another, looks like a total lowlife. Super chat, love out there. Thank you all. John Rouse in the house. Boss B99. Big J doing big things. Alexa V. Tommy Italian 305 for life. Drubo, man of 1,005 holds. George Albanese, thank you all out there always.
Recent research has shown.
Super chat.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, you're getting focused on all the wrong sort of details here. You need to forget about all the normal rules that apply in society.
Wasted no time. Super chat.
I thought it was really, 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 really cool.
You should all be very proud of yourself.
I have no response.
Super chat.
That was perfect.
Thank you. Thank you all out there. As always, appreciate everybody keeping it locked here on the program. You all are just absolutely fantastic. Don't forget to continue to share this YouTube link. SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, however you're listening to us, share those links with folks out there and friends. As always, we love you all.
Tomorrow starts our field trips for the week.
Yes, yes. Tomorrow we will head
modified,
off.
Modified time.
Yes, yes. Tomorrow we start at noon, remember, when we're at VSS West Pines on Wednesdays. For the next three Wednesdays, we'll be out there at noon every Wednesday, okay? Normally it's an 11 a.m. start time, but it'll be noon. All right, so there you go. And y'all be good. Bill, Philippe, as always, getting it done on audio and video. All of you out there watching, listening, downloading, viewing, supporting, sponsoring, all of that. And remember, if you want to be a sponsor, reach out to us on my Twitter page, on the DM at Big O Show, or on email right there, Orlando@BigOradioShow.com. If you want to be a proud sponsor of our program,
go to the podcast, get a partial abduction.
That's right.
Just get, a simi.
That's right. Partial abduction on the podcast. Y'all be good out there. Much love.
We'll see you tomorrow. Be safe, please.
This is the Big O Show. This is the Big O Show.